Well, I think any time that you've got this number of people that work together throughout the course of a ball game, whether it's 11 players on the field or the sideline organization or the coach-player interaction, communication is the key. And I think that, you know, with success and winning ball games and moving into the playoff scenarios, that the communication tends to heighten. And as a result, it's something we talk about all the time. Communication helps. And as a result, I think you see a higher standard of play.
What's the fair trade-off, Sean, in directional kicking versus yardage given up with Hester on return possibilities?
Well, to give you a specific number, I think it's really more about the game situation, the field position, where you're punting from, for example. If we're punting from midfield, you'd like for them to be backed up when they start their offensive drive. At the same time, Devin can be aggressive and catch the ball and advance it 25 yards, so your net ends up being not quite what it needs to be. But overall, you want to create the worst possible field position for their offense. At the same time, in our return game, giving ourselves the best possible field position.
Sean, I'm guessing the best way to deal with Hester is to have a game like you had Saturday night. If that doesn't happen, do you feel good about what you did the last time you faced them?
I thought we were effective in the last ball game here against the Bears. We punted eight times. He returned two. We had four punts inside the 20, I guess, and two of them were inside the five. That was really good production. If we could get that, I think it would really help us. I think the objective, when you've got a guy who can change the game the way Devin can do that, is that you got to limit, number one, his space that he has to operate in, and number two, limit the total number of return opportunities.
Sean, there are a lot of returners that are fast, but what's that special it that he has?
One of the things that I think, Devin, number one, he's slippery. A lot of guys fall off tackles when they attempt to bring him down at times, but I think one thing that really makes him unique, other than the fact that he sees the holes and he sets up blocks well, is his change of speed. The ability to control his speed into a particular area and then burst. And when he does that, he makes pursuit angles bad.
Sean, what's accomplished pregame? Field conditions are obviously going to be an issue down there. What do you and Mason and Tim try to accomplish pregame while you're out there?
Well, I think it's important that you see what the game conditions are that day, what the wind's doing, what direction it's blowing, and how the ball is traveling. There are a number of things that involve that. The field itself, how's the ball bouncing when it hits the grass? Is it soft? Is it hard? What's the footing as a kicker? Those type things. You're all determined prior to the game.
I know Tremont's been steady for you, Sean, in the punt returns, but it's been disappointing you just haven't been able to really get the production in the return game you might have been looking for.
I think Tremont's done a very good job fielding the ball and making decisions and fielding the ball. A lot of punts have not hit the ground that could have continued to roll. I think we have really improved in that area. I think a number of times, particularly later in the season, Tremont has been aggressive fielding the ball inside the 20 and getting us actually better field position as opposed to starting on the 5. We may start on the 18 with that aggressiveness, and he's been smart doing it. In our last game, he had a really good return toward their bench and started off and gave us good field position to go score. But again, any time that you can have an impact return, and particularly with the explosiveness of our offense, it helps our scoring probability tremendously.
Have you settled on a kickoff returner, or are you still going to use that?
We still have, really primarily three guys that we've been working lately, in James Stark, Patrick Lee, and Sam Shields, and we will continue to go in that direction and as we play on.
On the kickoff return that Hester had in September, Tim actually had a pretty good punt. Did he out-kick the coverage in that situation?
I think the punt return, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, we were punting coming out of our end zone. He had a long 50-plus yard punt that was slightly right of center. And Devin was at his best in that situation where he had some space to start, create pursuit angles by the defense, which is the punt coverage team, and then change direction. He went sideways and then hit a vertical seam. And that's his running style. And he does so well. I think that if you can get him closer to the coverage when he starts, you're better off, you know, to eliminate that spacing or kick the ball out of bounds if you can. If it was that easy to kick the ball out of bounds, considering all the things that you deal with as a punt unit, there would be no returners in this league.
Sean, for I think like 3 weeks, you had pretty good continuity on kickoff return and pretty good, kickoff coverage and pretty good numbers too. And then you give up the 102-yard kickoff return. How much does that, you know, make you nervous going into this game that, you know, you're doing so well and then boom, just like that?
It doesn't make me nervous because these impact returners can do that at any time. We had a problem on the second kickoff coverage of the game that our ball placement wasn't quite by design, and we had a couple breakdowns in the structure of the coverage. I think the big thing is that after that play, we were productive in our kickoff coverage, and I thought that was very important, especially the number of times that we kicked off.
Outside of Hester, how did the Bears, does their punt return unit make it difficult to limit his space?
At times, you know, this is my 11th ball game going against them, and I think Dave Taub does a great job with his game plans. He can do anything from a maximum return to a maximum pressure. And I've seen it all from him. And so we prepare ourselves to deal with any of those situations and try to, again, first thing you have to do, you've got to protect that punter because you can't cover what you don't kick. And so we'll do that. That's the number one objective. And then try to give as limit Devin's opportunities.